In today's episode, we are going to be talking about why doing nothing is hard and why you still need to do it. I have some good stuff for you today because I know that in this world of hustle, it is often unheard of to do nothing on purpose. And we're going to be talking about that in today's episode. And we're going to be talking about some of the key ways that you can really do this without guilt. So make sure you join me and I'll see you on the inside. If you are a woman of faith and you want practical support in the areas of faith, focus, or finances, especially if you are an entrepreneur, then you are in the absolute right place. I am Dr. T. I am a certified executive coach, a woman of faith, a serialpreneur, and I absolutely love to coach women who have a desire to grow in those three areas. So if you know that that's you, I want you to hang out with me for a while because I am absolutely sure you will be blessed. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking to women all over the world about what you could do to be your best self on this side of heaven. I always love to start by thanking all of you who have been rocking with me. Even if you are just getting started with me, you have found your home. This is your sister friend, Dr. T, and I am here journeying with you. If you ever wanted to ask me a question or leave me a message, the information is in the description all the time. Also wanted to say thank you for those who have been a blessing to us financially, because you're giving back, as my pastor likes to say, to one of the fields that you're harvesting from, because everything that you do goes back into the platform and the podcast to be able to spread one type of good news to people all over the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you for those of you who are hanging out with us. So you guys already know how we do. I always start out by telling y'all the truth of how we got here, the truth of how we got to this episode. And y'all already know it'd be something that'd be going on either in my life with my girls or with my God. And listen to me. I don't even know how to start this, but I'm in this space right now where in this season where I'm in this blank space. I'm in this open field. I think I've talked about it in a podcast before here. And you know, there is just nothing here, but it's an opportunity to really do something significant. And I also know that during this time, it's supposed to be a time of rest. It's supposed to be a time of nothing. You know what? I'm going to say rest wasn't at the top of the agenda, but nothing is definitely at the top of the agenda. But I think rest is just a byproduct of doing nothing. So I'm going to think about that for myself, but I digress. So I was having a conversation with someone. And when I tell you, I heard God say this so clear. He said, stop rushing me. Do y'all know how much that hurt? I literally stopped in mid-sentence. I said, oh my God, he just said, stop rushing me. You know, so maybe I'm the only one, because y'all like to sometimes leave me out there hanging out by myself. Have you ever, I remember my track coach, Coach Watley, used to say, take your time, but hurry up. My God in heaven. And that's me, especially if I'm in this place where I'm supposed to be resting or I'm supposed to be taking time to do nothing. I do not know how to do nothing. I'm going to say it again. This is my confession. I do not know how to do nothing. It has not been part of my life. I don't understand people who are able to do nothing. I applaud people who could do nothing. And I'm not talking about people who could do nothing that you might consider as lazy do nothing. I'm talking about people who have a lot of somethings to do, but know how to do nothing, right? Know how to just sit and be and exist and be okay, and then be okay with it. My God in heaven, I don't know how to do it. I've never done it. I've never tried it. And I think maybe if I have tried it, I promise you it didn't last long enough. It did not last long enough. And so what I find myself doing, this might set somebody free right here. What I find myself doing is doing nothing, but then doing something in what I'm calling in the name of God. Doing more for my church, my God in heaven, doing more for people doing something where I'm doing something as opposed to doing nothing. Now, I'm not trying to get legalistic, like as what just flashed in my head is like the folks in the Old Testament where they were on the Sabbath. Like it was like you lift a finger, you do this or you do that, then you're breaking the law. I'm not talking about legalistic like that. I'm talking about in a sense of me really trying to get to the root of what God is meaning and what I should be doing in this time. And I think it's going to come more clear to me as I do more study and more research about the Sabbath, right? Because I think it all comes back to being able to do that in a lot of respects. But I think that there will be some clarity during that time of searching, because it's something that I have to, that learning more about the Sabbath and the way God intended it is going to be something that I have to embark upon to get a new understanding of what it means to do nothing during this time. Right. And so that is where this particular podcast came up. And I know that we feel like we could be doing too much, or we feel like not doing too much, or that we feel like we always have to be going. We always have to be hustling, especially if you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, mompreneur, serialpreneur, we got all kind of preneurs, right? That you feel like you have to be doing something, because if you're not doing something, then things are gonna not go the way they need to, because especially if you've always been a doer, especially if you've been that person that people can call on, count on to do more. And I think that many of us, while that is a good quality, the backside of that blessing is it's a terrible quality, because people continue to call on us to do more. They continue to call on us to do more. You know why? Because we continue to do more. And when we decide to stop, it feels abnormal. People want to know what's wrong with us. People want to know, are we okay? And the thing is that we have brought that on ourselves. I'm trying to help somebody get free today, even if it's myself, right? Because we want to be in a place where saying no, or I'm just going to take this time off, is absolutely okay. And we are constantly on. And I think that that's why COVID was a very challenging time for a lot of people. I think that's one of the reasons why COVID was a challenging time, because we had to be within ourselves. We couldn't go out. We couldn't do things, right? We definitely couldn't touch people and things of that nature, because of the fear of people dying. Whatever you believe about COVID, there was a time where the world shut down, right? Especially if you're on the Western Hemisphere in the United States of America, right? Specifically speaking. So then we got back to being busy, and it's been a challenge to just take some time away, right? So it's hard. And I'm gonna tell you, I know I'm not the only one. Even if y'all gonna leave me out there by myself, I am not the only one that understands that doing nothing is hard, but I still have to do it. I got to do it because God told me I was rushing him anyway. And so a sister has to stop, because I don't want to cause myself more time in this waiting period. First of all, I don't like it. I'm gonna just be honest. I ain't gotta like it, right? But it is still necessary for my growth and development. And of course, by the time I get out of it, I'm gonna thank God for putting me in here. Even though I was kicking and screaming like a 5-year-old, I'm going to thank God for putting me here. So I may as well start thanking him now. My God in heaven, I may as well start doing it now. But here is why, in a lot of respects, doing nothing is hard, is because we are often considered to, or not considered, but conditioned to equate our worth with productivity. My God, did you hear that? We often are conditioned to equate our worth with productivity. Feeling busy for many of us is a badge of honor. It's that scarlet letter that you wear. We can say we're always busy. You know, we always busy. And people think that we're more important because we're always busy. And there are some people who are legitimately busy, right? Many of us, if not all of us, are legitimately busy, but that doesn't mean that we don't need to take time off and do nothing to hear more from God. Because here are some of the fears. It can be a fear of being perceived perceived as lazy. Not that we are lazy, but if the perception is that we're lazy, we can't often handle what that may do to us and how that may make us feel. It can help us, it can cause us, not help us, but cause us to have anxiety over the things that we might not be doing. You know, that infamous to-do list that gets longer and longer, that email inbox that gets bigger and bigger, the things that continue to pile up, the clothes that aren't washed, the food that has to be cooked, the things that you need to prep for the next day, those things, when we do nothing, continue to creep up because they don't know that you need time off. They just are going to keep coming to your mind to remind you, you haven't taken care of me, right? You haven't taken care of me. And so that's something that's also a challenge. And then another thing that's a challenge is that there is just an unfamiliarity with stillness. It feels uncomfortable. I'm the first to say it when I'm so used to the movement. I'm so used to the noise. I'm so used to doing. I'm so used to going. I'm so used to solving. I'm so used to helping. I'm so used to stepping in. I'm so used to giving advice. I'm so used to strategizing. My brain is always on. It's always going. Does that sound in any way like you? And so these are some of the challenges of doing nothing and why doing nothing can feel hard. Here is the thing that I want you to ask yourself. When was the last time you truly did nothing, like for real, and then how did it feel, right? Like, how did it feel? I know for me, when I remember one of the most pivotal points when this came to me was when I finished my dissertation, like 21 years ago, finished my dissertation. I didn't have anything to write. Everything was done. They called me doctor. I had finished all the edits. It was turned in. It was stamped. It was signed. No more classes, no more school. And I felt guilty. I was doing nothing. And at the time I had a cast on. I never will forget it. I had a cast on my leg, my foot, because I had messed up some ligaments in my ankle and doing nothing. What in the world? There was literally this overwhelming sense of guilt that came about because I said, I should be doing something. I should be doing something. And doing nothing, just sometimes for those of us who are like that, you'll make up stuff to do, right? Because we can't just sit down. And here is, so not only do we have these challenges, I want to shift into telling you why I believe that this is essential. Like, even though we don't do it, it's still essential that we do, right? Because with that, we have the physical and mental rest. We need it. It helps to reduce stress. It lowers cortisol. It helps your brain to recover from overstimulation. There is a such thing as overstimulation. Like we have had the computer on, the TV on, the music on, and scrolling on Facebook all at the same time. And wonder why our brains can't slow down is because we are conditioned. We are literally conditioning ourselves. Sometimes we think that the devil is trying to do something big with us to keep us from achieving our goals and walking in our greatness. But what he's really doing is keeping us distracted. My God in heaven, that might set somebody free. It's easy. Just keep them distracted. Just keep them scrolling. And then listening to stuff and then watching the stuff that's funny and then not resting and then binge watching. Just keep them busy. Keep them busy with thinking they have to continue to do all these things at home or everything is going to fall apart. Just keep them thinking that. Right. Because a distracted mind is a mind that's not going in the way that God would want us to go. I believe that. Right. There is another reason why not only is there physical and mental rest, there is spiritual renewal, right? Psalms 46 and 10 says, be still and know that I am God. It's the be still part for me. It's the be still part for me. And here, I'm going to say this for the people in the back. It's easy to read it. It's hard to live it. It's easy to read it Be still and know that I am God. And you know what? What I get mad about myself about many times is when I get to this place of worry, or get to this place of thinking too hard, and you know, you'll be in church and it was like, you know, God has never left me nor forsaken me, and he's always made a way. And then I'm in this situation thinking about how I'm gonna make a way. He always helps you make a way. Why I always act brand new? Why do I always act brand new when something else comes? Brand new. Like, he just didn't deliver me. He just didn't get me out. He just didn't set it free. He just didn't make a way. He just didn't put a ram in the bush. He always does. He always does. And I have to be the one that increases my faith. I have to be the one to be still. And I'm like, Lord, this is what I want to do. And I need your help to be able to be still. Now, here's, you guys know, I've been saying this for the last part of the year. I ain't got to like it, but because it's something that is abnormal for me. It's not something that I'm used to doing. Nor is it something that I want to do, because it's been a way of life. Though if we're doing things the way that we've always doing it, it's comfortable for us. But breaking the change, breaking the cycles, breaking a habit is going to require something new. It's gonna actually take work. It's gonna actually take you slowing down and making yourself take the first couple of steps, because it is not a normal part of who you are and what it is that you do. Another thing, another benefit to doing nothing is health benefits of reducing burnout. You get better sleep. You get improved focus. Right? I remember being in college and deciding I was going to stay up for like 72 hours straight for this final I was studying for. It might have been 48, but I felt like it was like 70. It really was like 50, 60 hours or something like that, because I had this sheet on my wall and I was marking off hours. And you know what? I was so excited when I went to that final. And I was like, okay, because I needed to get an A in that to get whatever it was in the class. And the first question, I drew a blank. I couldn't tell the difference between it was the olfactory, it was the nose senses of the hearing, and I had to go take a walk, and I was like, I can't pull it from anywhere, because I didn't have enough rest. I didn't have anywhere to pull it from. And I knew then, I remember someone said, if you're tired, you just got to take a nap, because you'll be so much better versus trying to push through it. When I tell you, I began to understand and be like, you know what, I can't do it. My eyes are on fire. I can't do it. I'm not even helping myself. It's going to be so much better for me if I take the time to rest myself, because I can come up with more stuff, better stuff that's really going to help what it is I'm doing. But what can it look like, right? But what can doing nothing look like? Here's the one thing. Let me just clarify this really quickly. It does not mean laziness or avoidance. Right. That's not what it is. And we're going to have to, just because the devil might put in our mind something like that or make us feel guilty about something, don't mean we have to accept it. That might set somebody free. Doesn't mean you have to accept it. No, you don't have to feel guilty about it. No, you don't have to feel lazy. You don't have to feel like I call myself a sloth. You don't have to feel like a sloth. You don't have to do all that. Right. And because. For many of us, doing nothing has to be an intentional act. It has to be deciding to be intentional with our stillness, intentional about what it is that we're trying to do. And that has nothing to do with laziness or avoidance. So some of the ways that we can do that is being in a chair without a phone, a TV, or any kind of distraction, like technology. Like, I might decide that I am going on a technology fast for a little bit, right? Like, no, social media is easy, because I barely get on social media now as it is. Everything that happens on social media for me is almost 100% automated, right? So I don't have to, and I'm not even afraid to say that. I don't have to do that. Not playing some games on my phone, but that actually could be pretty easy, because I just try to stay away from it. Yes, I get into, you know, searching things on the internet and not doing that. So that could be that could be a stronghold for me. But that stillness, right? Sitting somewhere and just doing nothing, right? Talking slow, taking a slow, I'm trying to read my notes and I'm talking about talking slow, taking a slow, unhurried walk without an agenda or a destination. When was the last time you did that? It's like, I'm just going to take a walk. I just want to, you know, see the outside. It feels pretty good out here. I just want to sit outside and sit in the chair and rock for a little bit on the front porch. When's the last time you did that? When's the last time you laid down and just did some breathing and reflecting or listening to some calming music, right? Just some calming music, just musical instruments that are just good for your spirit, good for your soul. Nothing worse. I'm in this particular instance, I'm not even talking about my music of choice is gospel music. Like just no words, just instrumentals, right? Just doing something like that where it's just nothing, right? Watching the sun, journaling your thoughts. You can't, that's a doing something, but it's just trying to get the thoughts out of you, praying in silence. Like there are a lot of different things that, one can do to do nothing. And remember, it's an act of surrender and it's a chance for you to be able to recharge and realign yourself. That's really where I am in this season. I've been going for so long, so many years, just going. And I'm trying to say, well, how do I do nothing and something at the same time? I don't have the answer to that. I promise you, I don't have the answer to that. I don't know if it's possible to do nothing and something at the same time. And maybe my doing nothing is the something that I need to do. I know it sounds circular in reasoning, but this is what's in my mind, right? This is what's in my mind. And it's going to be a journey for me, especially throughout the rest of this year, the rest of this time that I am, you know, before my birthday, right? Man, that's in a few weeks at the time of this recording, before my birthday, like just take the time out to go slow with this. And so a couple of ways that I think are pretty easy to start, you know, that I have written here is that I'm going to start with 5 to 10 minutes of stillness and build from there, because some of our lives are so incredibly busy, right? I remember when I was in Cali last time with my daughter, and I had her car and I went to pick her up, and I was running literally 2 minutes late, and I was frustrated with myself because I shouldn't have been late at all. So I was running a couple minutes late and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. So she got in the car and she just sat there. And so I was on my phone and I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. She's like, oh, no, it's okay. You're good. You know, we just sat there. She was asking me a couple questions and we literally just sat there, and I was like, is everything okay? She said, oh yeah, but when I get off work, I just have to sit here with myself for a while before I leave being, you know, an employee to going to be a mom. And I said, oh my God, how powerful that is. Just 10 minutes of silence with herself in the car before she has to shift from one place to another. How powerful that can be. We're so engaged with this world, we have to unplug. One of the things that I love about watching, you know, folks that are deciding to go into tiny houses or smaller houses is that most of the time, especially with families, I want to say almost 100% of the time I've seen it with families, is they want more family time. They want more time together, as opposed to having to work all the time for the things that they have. I remember my pastor say, how much square footage is good enough, right? Right. Not for somebody to come say, oh, this is a beautiful home, but for the things that are really important. Right. So taking 5 to 10 minutes, even if it's something like sitting in the car before you walk in, scheduling it like an appointment. I think I've said that in a previous thing. Right. And make it a non-negotiable, write it in your planner, turning off the distractions. I love folks that talk about how they put their phones in different rooms, right? That they just, you know, totally different room, as opposed to being able to pick it up. And that's the first thing, the last thing you have when you go to bed and the first thing you pick up. It's by design. It's call it that Linus blanket. You remember Linus on Snoopy? He always had that blanket around. That's what it is to me. It's like that Linus blankets to us sometime. Reframe our thinking. Doing nothing is not a waste of time. It's about making space for some clarity, for some renewal, and for God on top of that, right? Just making some time, and it's a practice of grace, right? If your mind wanders or you feel antsy, it's okay, because it's practice and you got to give yourself some grace. It's not about perfection. It's about just continuing to go down that journey of nothing. And here's why I believe it's important, is because it gives us the opportunity to reconnect with God, because remember, he's not going, well, I was going to say, he don't scream at you, but God will. And you don't ever want that. I'm telling you as a living witness, you don't want to scream at God, because God will sit you down. Like an illness or something happening where you are forced. Never listen to your girl. Never have God have to force you to stop and connect, reconnect with him. You don't want that smoke. You don't want it. You'll be able to restore your energy, right? You're going to be able to show up better, not only for other people, for yourself, but for yourself and the people that you love. It's going to help you with your gratitude. That's something that I want to say more. I want to do more this year coming up is say more what I have gratitude for. I want to actually say or write that. That's something that I've been thinking about how I'm going to do so I can keep it up, right? And it's going to help us to redefine our worth, right? And it's not about being able to do more, it's being able to do better. That might set somebody free. That just dropped in my spirit. It's not about doing more, it's about doing better. And what does that look like for you? As I get older, I am deciding that I don't want to do more. I just want to do smarter, and I want to do better. And what I want you to be doing this week is I want you to be giving yourself permission to do nothing, even if it's for 5 minutes. Even if you got to just be still and breathe, or just listen to the birds chirping, or hear the sounds that are around you. Take a walk around a building if you're working, or do something where you can go somewhere and just break away from the stuff, from the everything, and have some time to yourself. Pay attention to your mental. Pay attention to your body. Pay attention to your spirit. Right? Pay attention to what God may be saying to you, because I believe if we are able to do this, I love to say that I believe God will be honored. I hope that there was something that I said in this episode today that was a blessing to your spirit. I am encouraged to know that if I can do it, you can do it, because I am just one of you. And if I'm going to fight myself to be able to get out there and do this stuff for myself, to be still, to talk about how difficult it is for me, but still going to make sure I do it because God said, don't rush him. I'm not going to rush him. And so we are going to be figuring this thing out together. I am the child of a king. I'm the mother of a king to be, otherwise known as Dr. T, your girl, your sister, and your mentor, reminding you to be great, to be blessed, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.